Sometimes it's better just be humble and suffer yourself to be defrauded than to get into a big old fight, okay? And sometimes split happens, you know? Split does happen. Churches split. People split and part ways. Believers split and stop hanging around with other believers. But it doesn't always have to be a dumpster fire every time, right? It doesn't have to be that way. And, you know, we have groups on Facebook so that we can go and iron sharpeneth iron, and it looks like, and sometimes we fight in there. But it's not in front of the world. That's what I like about those kind of Facebook groups, is that you're not doing it in front of the world, because I'm sure everybody's gotten where they post something on their main Facebook page or something, and then the attacks come. Family members get on there, and friends from your high school days that you don't even really talk to anymore, but you're just staying friends with them just for the heck of it or whatever. But, you know, what we don't want to do is have big dumpster fire burnout blowouts in front of non-believers. And honestly, we don't really want to do it in front of believers either if we can help it. But there is a time for separation between believers. And there's examples in here. And this was an example right away in the book of Genesis, chapter number 13, where two believers just could not stay and hang out together any longer. Look at verse number 9. It says, "Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the land, the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left." So basically he's saying, Lot, whatever place you want to go to, you go there. But we're separating. This is done. We're not fighting. We're not going to have strife between us. You take your herd and all the cattle and all your cowboys, and you go wherever you want, and whatever you choose, I'll do the opposite. And so that does take a bigger person to do that, because if you think about what the land is talked about, the land that's talked about here is a great land that he looked at. And when you look at it as a cowboy, as a person with cattle and horses and all kinds of stuff, when you see what he was looking at, then you're going to say, this is the best place for me to go. So, but I think that Abraham, you know, is giving the best options. He's giving the best options to Lot here. But I really think that Lot should have given to seniority. All right. Now, I work in a union place, and I believe that seniority is right to a certain extent. And in this situation, talking about the two believers, who do you think really, I mean, we're all equal in Christ. I get that. But sometimes you should give respect to the hoary head if they're filled with wisdom. Amen. And Abraham was older than him. He was his uncle. I mean, most people, you know, they're you know, obey their uncle to a certain extent. You know what I mean? So if you disrespected your uncle, it would be wrong.